Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Sergei Loznitsa. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a real pleasure. You are presenting the film The Kiev Trial, which I watched, and I thought it was incredibly powerful. I think it is, though, we should really begin by talking about the trial that the film documents. Can you tell us a bit more about this historical moment?
This trial happened in January 1946 in Kiev. And during this time, in different other big cities in Soviet Union, similar trial happened, and also they ended with a public execution, you know. Yeah. And in Leningrad, in Riga, in Smolensk, Kharkov, Mariupol, and Melitopol, and everywhere where they can do it, they did it. Yeah. So, and this is also the trial for public. Public feel revenge, and you know this. They punish some people who made criminal from one side, and from other side. It's a trial and execution for authorities.
Yeah,
they say they show through that power and horror. The rest you can read in a small essay by Albert Camus about
right.
Public execution.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
And. Stalin in that time, he would like to be faster than Nuremberg trial.
Mm.
Nuremberg trial happened late in 1946. So, and to show how it must end it, you know, to show to the international community what kind of trial and etc. etc. It was also made by propagandistic purpose also, and they would like to create, I think from this footage, they would like to create a film. Because they shot it, and I was surprised that this footage exists, because even historians didn't know that it is in archive. Probably this footage was banned, like a lot of material in Soviet Union, which not fit to this general line of propaganda. So, and I think because in this trial was prepared, of course, but you can see that and through this trial appeared very, very true things, and you can watch the impression and the expression and how people give them evidence, and also they're talking about Holocaust. They're talking about extermination of Jewish people, children during occupation.
Yeah, and it's incredibly powerful to see it, to see them telling these stories, and just, you know, in sort of a matter-of-fact way even, you know, it's unbelievable. Speaking of the extensive use of archival material that this film is constructed from, I did read that you began working on the project before, of course, the invasion of Ukraine, which is very recent. Now, to me, this film picks up a whole new meaning in the times that we live in. Do you feel the same way?
You know, I can't imagine even in my nightmares, you know, this kind of invasion. Of course, I predict something that it will be, but I'm thinking that it will be again the war, like war during the last 8 years, but not such a brutal and such a horrible and such a tragic, with total extermination and destroying cities like now Kharkov, you know, and Mariupol, completely destroyed city. Mm. How it possible? And what in the head of these people who just follow this order and to shoot people and to shoot buildings and, you know, what they have in the head, what they kind of people they are. So, of course, when you watch now this film, Kyiv Trial, you immediately remember all cases which we already know, the cases of the war criminal, which happened right now. It means that these 80 years... or 75, 80 years, you know, we slept. You know, yeah. We did not thinking and
but especially
make
for you.
Think against. And, you know, it is a work. It work. We have to, you know, learn history and thinking about that and educate people. And this is the role of culture, how to protect people from this horror.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And this work, nobody did.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty shocking.
Realized it's very shocking. We just, it looks like after Second World War, when people just looking to this hell, they just was shocked by this hell, and they were shocked. And after that, the next few generation keep this emotion and imprint, keep that inside themselves, and the next generation, like third or fourth generation, forget completely.
Right.
You know, it means that this kind of imprint people need this, not war, but something which will imprint them, which, you know, somehow influence to them.
Yeah.
Not to participate even in that, not to think in this way. Because I don't know, when people saying okay war good, how it possible? Because they didn't understand what kind of door they open.
It always seems further away than it actually is. War, it seems like an obscure, a strange thing that will never happen until it happens, and it always happens.
And keep in mind that in any war, everybody lose.
Exactly.
Nobody won.
And with that, thought, I'm being told that I have to cut this interview short.
Sorry,
because that was such a fascinating interview. I hate doing this, but I could have talked to you forever. Let me remind our listeners that the film is called The Kyiv Trial, and I thank you so much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.